Welcome back to another Take the Lead podcast. I am your host, Tara Chantel. I have missed you tremendously. Thank you so much for tuning in, tapping in, and joining this journey with your girl, with your sus. We A1 to the day one. Okay, remember that. Before we jump in, I have a question for you. Are you ready to lead by example? Be the example. The example begins with you, baby. Now that we are so conscious and so aware of what is going on, what is crack-a-lacking? You know, I've just been observing. I've just been peeping the game, right? Because I ain't in the game. I am just watching from the sidelines. I'm on the bench, okay? But let's talk about why relationships are failing in 2021. This whole century, honestly, not even just 2021. We are failing in general. I feel as though it is a battle of the sexes. And when I mean it's battle of the sexes, of course, men looking at women like they are prey, like they are meat. Like, oh, I just want to eat you up, eat you all tied up. And we have women not understanding the nature of men. Men are going to look. Men are going to have this natural eye for a beautiful woman. But women nowadays feel so entitled for things. They much rather be bought. It's like, all you got to do is have money and you can pull them these days. Like, buy me some dinner. But I feel as though women have to take their power back. The reason why things are going left is because women are not conscious of the power that they have. We have all the power. We have control, and we are truly prized. And we have to understand what we bring to the table. We bring more than just a beauty and looks. As your feminine nature, the way you nurture life, the way you nurture and mother not only children, you mother men. So now that we are mothering men, men are not able to truly walk by themselves, truly talk and truly maneuver in this world because they are just being babied so much by women. Women, we are doing a little too much. We are doing a little too much. And we don't gotta do all that. We don't have to prove that we are this and we are that. I realize that we be playing house, right? Let's talk about playing house. You know, they call it shacking up, living together, but playing house is what I love to refer to it, because women tend to play house because they are bribing a man to believing they are wife materials. But when you do this, you are not being conscious and you are truly sliding into marriage, if anything, unless you guys are going to end up just being roommates and break up. Because 9 times out of 10, when you are playing house with someone, you end up departing ways and never getting married. So how they say, why would I buy the cow when I get the milk for free? When they feel like, oh, let me test drive this before I buy the car. And this is what the system that we have been programmed to believe, that let me just save money so we can live together, when it's really a dangerous slope to play with. You are playing with water. You are playing. You are truly playing Russian roulette with your life, because 9 times out of 10, you won't end up getting pregnant, because it's just so easy access. You just got to slide in, slide out real quick. You're going to end up doing duties that you don't want to do, washing, cooking, cleaning, just playing a maid. Then you're going to end up stressing and overworking yourself, because you're going to end up losing yourself trying to take care, aka mother of a grown boy. Hopefully he's a grown man, but 9 times out of 10, if you are mothering him, he is a grown boy. So dealing with this syndrome, why relationships are failing, is because we are, number one, playing house. We are playing house with each other. We don't have initial communication. Because when you go into a situation, a relationship, a friendship, let's have this dialogue. What are we doing? Not even what are we doing? What are your beliefs in a relationship? What is your definition of being in a significant, intimate relationship? Because we have this mindset of a 13-year-old, of this fantasy, the way romance is supposed to go, and how Cinderella and Prince Charming, they are supposed to save us. And we have this programming from the early ages. So we have women, because Disney be playing in our faces, thinking that getting married, being a mother, being a wife is going to define you. And that is your role in this world. That's all you have to offer is just that, sis. It's just that. Because that's what they have been telling you. They have been feeding us lies. They have been feeding us a fairy tale. So now we have this romance version of love. And everybody is getting this confused of what love is and how to maneuver in marriage, when really, marriage is a contract. Marriage is a business. It's not about love. You should not be marrying for love. Ooh, that's a gem right there. But we are not conscious and aware that marriage is not about love. That's why 80, 90% of women end up divorcing men, because they realize like it has to be stronger than love. This is a business and this is a contract. So now that we understand the form of marriage, we understand this form of relationships, most people feel like they have control over someone. They have possession. Oh, you want a relationship with me, so that means you are mine. I have control over you. You do what I say. And if you don't do what I say, you cheating on me. And no one can cheat on you. Let's hear that again. No one can cheat on you. If anything, they are cheating on themselves. So we, as women, have to stop thinking everything is about us and taking everything personal. That is why relationships are going wrong. We are taking everything personal. But if a man truly wanted to do what he wanted to do, what his soul called him to do, to kick it, to party, to do what he wanted to do, then that is on him. He is not cheating on you. He is cheating on himself. He has no integrity for himself, and it's all about himself. So once we realize that relationships is all about ourselves, relationships all are pointing on ourselves. It's not what the other does to us. It's not, oh, how they mistreat me. We are going to blame them. They did this, they did that. It is time to look inward. It is time to realize, why am I being the cause of this situation that happens to me? So women, we feel like we get our heart broke. We get played. He a F boy. He a this, he a that. But he is a representation of you. You are what you attract. And whatever frequency you are on, that is what you are going to attract. So if someone is making you feel insecure, they are just amplifying the feeling that you have within yourself. So why relationships are failing is because most people are going in empty. Most people are going in with no worthiness within themselves. So now they are looking for the other to make them happy. They are looking for the other to make them have validation, acceptance, and give them praise. So now that we are understanding that we want the other to do what we have to do for ourselves. And this is start with parenting ourselves, because we tend to go after our partner, that representation of our parents. And if our parents gave us trauma, abandonment issues, and hurt us, then that is what we choose in a partner. So our partner can be just like our daddy. Significant other can be just like our mama. In their version, because that is what we are used to. And a lot of people, most people go after what they are familiar to, because that is their safe place. Because most people don't like to step into the unknown and the unknown, because that's where fear lies, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's next. So now you're unsure and it's too unpredictable for you. You need something predictable. So most people, when they choose these relationships, they fall into these relationships, they accidentally just get in this situationship, it's most likely dysfunction. And this is what they are accustomed to when they are used to. Most people are not used to peace. Most people are used to chaos. Most people are not used to balance and harmony. Most people are used to dysfunction and madness. So if someone comes in that they are kumbaya, spiritual, peaceful, they like, hold up, something ain't right. I need you to be jealous. I need you to be mad. I need some arguments. I need us for us to start banging things up against the wall and start fighting, because it's just a little bit too peaceful. And that is what we are getting ourselves into, because they need something that is familiar. And they, if they have been accustomed to dysfunction, that is what they are familiar with. So we have to really study ourselves and study people. What triggers you? Why are you going after certain things in people? And if you do not have a proper relationship with your parents, most of these relationships will fail every time, because you have to make yourself happy first and foremost. We are going into these relationships not whole. We are going into this relationship with a broken heart, unhealed and broken. So now guess what? We are going to leave these relationships more broken. A relationship is not going to save you and uplift you and build you up if you have not had this self-esteem within yourself first. All this relationship will do will trigger you and amplify what you already feel. I was speaking to an OG and she was telling me how her life is beautiful, how she just moved to Atlanta, how she has this perfect job and everything is just working out. She moved from Cleveland, you already know, to the A. And she just is so blessed right now. And then she goes on with saying the only thing she is missing is a man. I said, excuse me, ma'am. You out here living your best life. And you talking about you missing something? You talking about you in lack, hunty? How that work? That don't work over here. And once you feel like you are in lack, then how can you ever maneuver in this dating world in unhealthy relationship? If you don't even have a healthy relationship with yourself, you're not even appreciating this stage of life that you are in. You are looking at what you don't have instead of appreciating what you do have. God will only bless you when you are in gratitude. You are going to get more of what you appreciate. But if you're constantly looking for someone, looking for love in all the wrong places, you're going to end up with a dent on your head. Because looking for love, being desperate for love, being thirsty for love, when it's already all inside of yourself, is going to end up in a path of destruction. No one is going to make you happy until you make yourself happy. And if we don't have these honest dialogue with ourselves and honest dialogue with other people, truly interviewing them, I don't know why we don't be talking. I don't know why we don't have healthy dialogues with other people, but I realize why relationships are failing, because people don't have a healthy dialogue with themselves. If you are not speaking life over your day, if you're not speaking nice to yourself, how in the world can you articulate your feelings with other people? You can feel more than mad, sad, and angry. It's other feelings that your moral compass is feeling. You can feel exhausted. You can feel tired. You can feel jet lag, excitement, the list goes on. But if you are not aware of what is going on in here, inside of you, then that is where the path of destruction and a failed relationship is going to go in. But we have to start when we get involved in a relationship or with anyone, we have to start with telling your beliefs. You have to lay it all out the table and understand your boundaries. If you don't even know your boundaries, they are going to walk all over you. You have to say no. Your yes is a yes and your no is a no. And it's just like that. You don't have to explain yourself. And if they don't like your no, let them kick rocks. But as women, we have to stop chasing men. We have to stop competing over men. Their heads is getting a little bit too pumped up because women are not understanding the value and their worth that they bring to the table. They realize after the fact, that's why 80% of divorce is made by women, because women get sick and tired of being sick and tired of the foolishness, of the hurt, of losing themselves, of realizing, wow, I just got married. I just got in this relationship because society's told me that that makes me enough. That completes me. But if you don't realize that you are already enough, baby girl, if you don't realize that you're already completed, baby girl, then these relationships is going to be a headache. This person will be a headache to you because you are going to keep trying to change someone. You are going to keep trying to tell them how to love you. You are going to keep trying to tell them to give you some type of validation. I want you to buy me flowers. I want you to buy me candy. You have to start doing that for yourself first and foremost and stop waiting for the other to do that for you. If you're not aware how you are supposed to be loved and awareness of the consciousness of how you receive love and how you perceive love, that is the key. Jealousy is not healthy. Having people in control of you is not healthy. True love is freedom. And we have to have the freedom to spread our wings. We have to have the freedom to live out our calling in life. We have to have the freedom to go if we choose to go. I realize we add too much pressure on these relationships. If it's time to go, it's time to go. Everybody is not meant to go to the top with you. Everybody's not meant to go to the next level with you and stay for a long time on this journey with you. Some people season be up, baby. Just how seasons change, people change. And we have to deal with them how we deal with them. But if we are not consistent with ourselves, if we are not reliable with ourselves, they are not going to be consistent with us. This is all pointing inward. This is all realizing what I bring to the table and who I am. But it starts with being consistent with yourself and loving yourself and telling yourself how much you appreciate you. And you have to feel worthy first and foremost before getting involved in a relationship. This is why relationships are failing. We have women competing with other women. We have women hating on other women just because of the other, because women are not realizing the value that they serve till after the fact. Realize that marriage is a contract. It's no rush when you are doing business with anyone. You have to read the dotted lines and cross your T's. It's not just about love, because love will come and go. Mofos is inconsistent out here. Mofos is wishy-washy. One day they like you, the next day they don't. Who knows out here? Everything is changing. It's no future but this present moment. So instead of adding so much pressure that we have to be together till death do us apart, why not strive to have a spiritual partnership? Spiritual partnership is when two equal people come together and their intention is to grow together. They are trying to grow together. They are not caring about, we have to stay together forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever. the true goal is growing together on a spiritual level. And this is when two whole people come together. So it's no more opposites attract. It's no more, oh, I'm whole and you empty, so I'm gonna fill you up and I'm gonna build you up and I'm gonna build a bed. It's not about that. It's about you have to work on you and not work on me, but you have the freedom to be you. You have the freedom to be free. You have that liberation in this journey to do as you wish and do what you please and not add these labels and not get us all confused, because we add in these labels because for society, for them to understand how this person loves me, how we love each other. But I gotta explain how we love each other for society to understand. It's between me and you. If you know how we rock until the wheels fall off, baby. But I don't have to try to put a label and add pressure just for society to understand. So we have to get down to the root of why are we doing things? Why are we so desperate for love? Is it because we watching all these movies and we getting all hypnotized out here by the lies? Why are we getting married? Is it because that's what society's rules and regulation is to do? Why am I sticking this out? Is it because I'd rather have longevity instead of growth? So once we get down to the nitty gritty, once we start getting down to the meaning of the foolishness, like what is a boyfriend and what is a girlfriend and what is the benefit of me being a girlfriend? What is that benefit? Do you ask these questions? Because I asked somebody this question, they ain't even know. I said, why would I sign up for that? That sounds like having a toy I don't want. It sounds like a headache for me, boo-boo. I don't need it. I don't need it. It sounds like we're playing house. It sounds like play-play to me. And if we play-play, just let me know, because I don't want to participate. So we have to stop participating in things we really have no business getting into. Most people come in as distractions. So we have to realize, are they being sent by God or sent by the opposition? Realize that most people are coming in as distractions to get us off course, get us off track, so they can slow us down to our true destiny and our true calling in our life. I realize more and more the gift of singleness. It allows me being so tapped in for the calling God has placed on me and truly putting God first on this journey. But of course, I say this out loud, the gift of singleness. Society feels like that's a bad thing. That, oh my goodness, what is wrong with you? You single? What is wrong with you? They feel like you are empty. You are missing something. You are in lack when you don't have the other, when you don't have a man to complete you. I see that is delusion. They ask me like, oh, you must be crazy. I be like, you must be crazy if you're dependent on the other to make you happy. You must be out of your right mind, because you need some help getting in your mind. You need that much help. You need that much validation. You need that much praise from the other, because you are in need. And we have to also realize most of these relationships are in it for codependency. They are needy. They need you so you can help them breathe, so you can help them talk, so you can help them be them, so you can help them feel some type of sort of importance in this world. This is a codependence trait that most people have because off of childhood. This is all based off of childhood. So when we get into these relationships, you have to realize who you're sleeping with and who you're dealing with. And if they did not deal with their demons, it's going to be a hardship, and you're going to have to live with their demons. You're going to have to carry all their baggage. So allow people to work on them. Allow people to do the inner work. Why relationships are failing is because we are jumping into things too fast before getting to know someone. people reveal themselves in about 2 years. They be acting out here. Trust me, I be acting with them. I be acting on set with them, so I be knowing people be acting. I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't like this. It just be acting. So realize, slow down. Take your time when you studying the game. Take your time when you studying people. Take your time when you are dealing with someone. Playing house, you gonna end up pregnant. You gonna end up being a wifey instead of a wife. And what is a wifey? A wifey is something that is not official. So you're going to continue to play until you try to convince this brother, until you try to convince this man, and he is not going to do anything he doesn't want to do. He realized, and he is waiting around because you are not the one. Truthfully, he's seeing what his options are. Like, let me see if I can wait this out. Men don't mind wasting time, ladies. So they gonna waste 10 years with you until you gonna be fed up. Like, dang, I wasted 10 years. They don't mind wasting your time, sis. And I'm talking to my sisters right now because I really gotta get in their head. They worth. They don't mind wasting your time out here. So you have to be cautious when you're giving yourself so freely, when you're just allowing anyone in, when you are codependent on the other, when you are allowing society to tell you that you are not enough without somebody else on your side, when you are listening to the Matrix and how a role of a woman and what you're supposed to do and all that you offer more than what they are feeding you. They are feeding us lies. But it's about stepping into your power, and we got to stop giving our power. We hold the power. We hold so much in our fingertips, but we get so mad at the other for doing us wrong, but we allow them to do us wrong. You gave them your time. You text me. You let them in. Stop letting everybody in, from your house to your refrigerator and to your legs. Realize that true love is freedom. So we're going to have to let people fly high to the sky. Allow people to live out their calling, because we all came here to do magical things. And I'm so sorry to say, like, we came in this world alone, and that's how we gonna leave. Sometimes we feel like our purpose is in someone else, but we made that decision. God did not make that decision. That your purpose is relied on another. Figure out your purpose first before you get into a relationship, so you don't seek your purpose in someone else. And your purpose is already inside of you. You don't have to find it. It's already inside. But sometimes we got to eliminate the distractions. We have to have our vision clear. We have to fast so we can hear God. God talks to us through people, through things, through music. But we have to allow God to come in. If you are not allowing God to talk to you, then you can't hear. God is like whispering, like, but you can't even hear because you got the music all blasted. Quiet your mind, get into stillness, and watch all the answers already within. They already within. I pray this message finds you well. I pray our relationships get much stronger after this message, knowing that we should strive for spiritual partnership. That is the goal. Let's get whole first and foremost. Get whole. That's a whole trend out here. Wholeness over everything, baby. It's your girl, Tara Chantel. Self-Love Manual is available now. Royal Purpose is streaming now on Amazon. Book a one-on-one consultant we can really dive deeper into this, because we got to get this figured out, sis. And bruh, y'all know what it is. But let's build together and also subscribe to the YouTube channel. And trust me, baby, I'm gonna meet you at the top, baby.